Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. It's Matty Garwood and Gold Coast country music star Casey Barnes. He has got his brand new album out, Town of a Million Dreams. We kicked it off with one of the lead singles for you with Sparks Fly. It took out that number one spot and some more exciting news with the release of it. We're going to let him tell you all about it. Casey Barnes, thanks so much for taking the time out for Ausmade, mate.
My pleasure, mate. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Just run off Town of a Million Dreams and the smashing success that it's had already since Friday.
It's been awesome, mate. It was a big call releasing an album at a time like now. But it's been really well received so far. And we debuted, I think, at number one on the all genres album charts on Friday night. And we launched it with a big online concert on my Facebook page. It's been great so far.
That's something that you've been at the forefront of doing. You've been having regular social media things happening a couple of times a week as well.
Obviously, we were meant to kick into a national tour. You know, that can't happen, or we've postponed that until a little bit later in the year. But we thought, you know, we've got to keep the music going. And very, very lucky up here on the Gold Coast, one of our good friends owns a huge warehouse and he runs an event company. So we've made this studio with LED screens, and on Friday night he even brought in like fireworks and sparklers and lights, and it was just off the charts.
So with it being live, obviously there's a little bit of filtering rab to do when you're reading through. Have you had any real curly questions come through to you?
Thankfully so far we've been pretty all right. No, it's been okay, thankfully.
Look, mate, we'll make sure we do something about it for this Wednesday and Sunday coming up for you then, Case.
Do it.
So last time we were speaking, we were predominantly going on with Sparks Fly. Now the album's out. Tell us a little bit more about Town of a Million Dreams.
It's an album that I'm definitely most proud of. You know, it's been 2 years in the making. Started out writing a whole bunch of ideas in the studio last year, recording it, and the boys in the studio sort of said, we think this is going to be your best album yet, and you really need the right team behind you. And at the time, I sort of jokingly said, Michael Chugg would be number one on my list. That sort of wish came true, and now he's managing me, and it turned everything around. Having someone with his credibility and be able to, just someone to believe in what you're doing is probably the biggest thing.
And when it comes to Michael Chugg, obviously teaming up with him, we had the tour that we've mentioned that we've postponed. Are we looking at dates still throughout 2020?
We're optimistically looking at when they start to bring, you know, relax the restrictions. It's probably going to be the big festivals that are the last to come back in. But we're hoping that maybe by September, October, they'll start letting us play, you know, music venues around Australia, and we can start to get out and do some live shows again. And I will never take it for granted. You know, that interaction that you get between you and a live crowd, it's just, something we're craving to do again.
Yeah, and in this lockdown period, have you found yourself doing anything that you've been putting off, being so busy musically?
Probably the funniest thing that I've found myself doing is actually remembering why I started playing music in the first place, and picking the guitar up and playing songs I haven't played for years, or whacking a record on and listening to it from start to finish, something that you don't normally get a chance to do. And I think that's actually been a real silver lining, you know, and even maybe it's helping with the new album too, because I think people have got that time on their hands and they're buying the album. They're actually literally sitting down and listening the whole thing and sending messages going, oh, you know, these are the tracks we love. And that's really something you get a kick out of, because I guess when you put an album out there, it's so good to find out which songs are connecting with your fans the most. So that's been really cool.
And looking all the way back to your time on Australian Idol, did you ever imagine that you'd be out here, you'd be with Michael Chugg, you'd be hitting up number one spots with your album on the charts?
Mate, not a chance. I remember growing up in Tassie, I'm a proud Tasmanian, and I remember clearly when I was about 14, 15, my first ever CD I got, I think at the time, was Bryan Adams' Greatest Hit.
Nice.
And I remember playing it non-stop and learning every song on guitar. And fast forward to 2005, my very first big break in music was actually getting to open from Bryan Adams. And that was probably the biggest spin out. And I think when that happened, it was when I sort of went, okay, maybe we're onto something here and this might happen. You know, it's just been a lot of work, but you've just got to keep pushing, I guess.
Absolutely, mate. Well, we are pushing it as well. We're pushing for you. We're loving the live stuff on your social media, and we're loving Town of a Million Dreams.
Thank you so much, guys. I massively, massively appreciate the support at the moment. Righto, guys. Well, this track in particular has been interesting since the album came out last week. It's been a bit of a crowd favourite so far, so I thought maybe we'd give you guys a sneaky listen tonight. This is track number 2 on the album. It's called We're Good Together.